Tesayin Amud Beis, the sheets I gave out are, as you may have noticed, not typical of the Divrei Halacha I usually give out. The Gemara has the story of Rabbi Eliezer on the bottom of the Amud. How Rabbi Eliezer was nitfas laminus. It's not clear from the story exactly what happened, but somehow he was taken, laminus, pashut means, he was taken to be shmad, and of course he would have given his life. And when he came to the Hegmon, the Gemara tells a story that he came in front of the judge and he said, Ne'emon olai dayan, I trust the judge. He meant Ravai Nishalaylam. And the dayan thought he meant him. He said, Hoyol ve'emanti olecha, since you trust me, I'll let you go. He let him go. And the Gemara says he felt bad. I'll explain soon why he felt bad. Before I get to the Dvar Halacha, I want to share with you this copy I gave out. It doesn't say clearly. It's from the Shor Mem'tzion Ba'Halacha. Also, not a sefer that normally brings the type of things that I hear. I want to explain to you why it's significant to me. For about 30 years, 25 years, I'm speaking Tisha B'Av before Kinnis. And we always get to the piyut that talks about the Asara Haruge Malchus. And it's always a mystery. Nobody knows who the 10th of the Asara Haruge Malchus are. Neither on Yom Kippur nor on Tisha B'Av in the piyutim that are written about when it goes from one to the next, it only mentions nine. There's no 10th name. And it's something of a mystery why there's no 10th name. I guess we figure it got lost over the generations. What he brings here in the Shor Mem'tzion Ba'Halacha is that this Rebbe Eliezer, which is Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkinus, one of the Gedalei Adar, the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva, he was going to be killed. He said, Ne'emon olai dayan. And with that, they let him go. He didn't really mean it, but they let him go. That was the Ma'aseh Shehayu. So he brings here that Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkinus was to be the 10th Haruge Malchus. The 10 Haruge Malchus were connected to the 10 Shvatim. And he was connected to Ruvein. Ruvein really did not have a yad in the selling of Yosef. The 10 Shvatim were the 10 Haruge Malchus connected to the 10 Shvatim because they sold Yosef. Ruvein really did not have a hand in it. He said, throw him into the bar. But the Torah says, Adis, he said, throw him into the bar. It was only to save him. So what happened with Ruvein was the man of what happened to Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkinus. Ruvein said, throw him into the bar. Kilu, he's saying, kill him. And really, he didn't mean kill him. He meant to come back and save him. The same thing happened here with the Hegmon, that Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkinus would have been killed. And he was saved because of a misunderstanding of words that was said. And he brings here Ramazim to Derech, the Darshanim, that Yechi Ruvein Val Yomais is going on this, that Ruvein's Asara Haruge Malchus will live and won't die. And he brings here a number of different drushim. He himself excuses himself at the end, but Mufla B'mchal Tidraish, it's hard to talk about these type of things. But it's just very geschmack because it answers a kasha that I had all these years, and I guess the whole thing is a drush thing, so a drush teretz is very appropriate. And therefore, to me, this was just an amazing piece to see, this Gilgal of Reuven, and maybe he wasn't the next one, and that's this copy which I gave out. Well, it's hard to say that there are Asara Haruge Malchus, but one of them didn't actually get killed. What's interesting, if you remember Rebbe Eliezer's death, the Gemara brings that, I think, in Brachis, when Rebbe Eliezer died at the end of his life, he had been put in Cherim because of the Maisa with Shamoi, because of the Maisa with the... where he made the river go backwards. He did all kinds of things to Paskin, like his Shita. They put him in Cherim. At the end of his life, the Gemara says they came to him. They sat the Al-Aramis away. He was in Cherim. And right before he died, he told them that they're going to be our Haruge Malchus, that hard times are coming. And Rabbi Kiva said, what about me? He said, Shalcha Kasha Mekulam. So it's interesting that he was sort of a neshama that was a Sar Haruge Malchus. And the Gemara says that right before he died, he told them that this is what's coming. That people are going to die out of Haruge Malchus. So the whole thing comes together just in a very nice way. You can have a kasha for many years, and it comes out in a nice way. I think in the art scroll Kinnis, it says in the bottom, they don't know who the tenth is. I don't know if they want to do a new printing and stick in the Shurim Tzum Balacha, but this is something of an answer as to the tenth of the Haruge Malchus. That's for sure. The Pashp Shad is that they were killed, and nothing I could do about that. Yeah. But that's why it's been mysterious to me, at least all these years. Where's the tenth one? Most of the time when we say the Kinnis, we don't have enough time to count how many there are. But when you prepare to speak about it, you notice that there aren't ten. And in one there are eight, and one there are nine. It's very strange. Okay, just to say a halacha on this maisa, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a halacha in Ksimah Kuftan Zayin Yeredeya that a person is not allowed to say he's a guy to save himself from being killed. A person is not allowed to say he's a guy, but he's allowed to disguise himself. Like many people did during the Holocaust, that's mutter. But you're not allowed to say that you're a guy. And that the Rama brings, and it's something brought in connection to this Gemara. You could say something that could be understood both ways. Rabbi Eliezer did it unwittingly, it seems, from the Gemara. But he said, Neman alai dayin, he meant Neman alai dayin, the Rabbi Nishalayim. And really, Neman alai dayin was referring to, he understood, the Hegman understood it's referring to him, and that's why he let him go. So the Rama brings this heter, which is really based on a different Gemara. In the Teres Chaim, in our Gemara, he brings this Shulchan Aruch here in Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. And it's interesting, he brings a Maisa. Now, Teres Chaim was 350 years ago. He brings a Maisa. I saw it printed in one of the Holocaust storybooks that happened. It says the name of a certain Rav. It's exactly the same story. So it could be the same story happened twice. But he brings the Shulchan Aruch, and then he says that Yachalayim Eloshin Demitshtam Eletreyapi Kavar Shemati Agod Alechot in Akadmainim Shasholo B'shasa Gzeira Im Yehudihu. They asked him, are you a Jew? The Heshiv, and he answered, Kain Yud, B'loshin Ashkenaz, in German, Kain Yud means there's no Jew here. He meant in Hebrew, Cain. Yeah, Yud, I'm a Jew. So he said a lashon, the mishtama betreyapi, so he got off the hook. That's he brings this maisa, that's mutter. Now I had a ha'ara on this, which now I found something of a makar. The question is, the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, I'll say you're not a Jew to save your life. Now let us say it. My thinking when I read this about the time of the Holocaust is that it's not really correct that in the time of the Holocaust you're not allowed to say I'm not a Jew. Why is it us to say I'm not a Jew? Someone says I'm a guy, but I believe in the God of the Jews who gave the Torah at Sinai. What's he doing wrong? He's lying. He's saying misinformation. Now you are a val yaver to talk about your yichus. The Shulchan Aruch means you say avikachavim ani. If somebody says I believe in the Gaiisha beliefs, any non-Jewish belief. So that's Yehar Val Yavar. It's Yehar Val Yavar to Kiddush Hashem. But if someone says, by the Germans didn't care what you believed in, but the Germans, it was a racial persecution. And it seems to me that shouldn't apply this din in Shulchan Aruch. The din of Shulchan Aruch is referring to a religious persecution. It's Avodah Zarah. Yehar Vayavar is Avodah Zarah. Gilei Reis Shvichas Damim. So it's Avodah Zarah for a person to say that I'm an Akum. But if someone says that I'm a guy where it's nothing to do with religious beliefs, it has only to do with the racial profiling or the genetic truth, I would think that should be mutter. And really, the Rosh, which is the makar for this halacha, is in the second parak here in Avodah Zarah, Simin Dalet. He says, "Ein ledag deik mikan." whatever he's bringing before, he said, "Eina daim shei mutar liyisrael leimer ayve kachavimu kadosh shalei hargayu." Don't think you're allowed to say you're a guy they shouldn't kill. Devadai kaifer beikalu. You can't do that. You're a kaifer beiker. The kimisha writes him lahar guy im lo yapech ledasan v'yeve kachavim kamaisam. Since they want to kill him if he doesn't shman and be a ayve kachavim like them, vadek shayve kachavim who. So it seems clear from the Rosh that what I'm saying is so, that to say I'm not a Jew in belief, so that's also in Rosh the Mishtama betray Ampei, to say something that can be understood both ways, that's mutter. But nowadays with the persecution, the anti-Semitism against the Jews has nothing to do with religious beliefs, has nothing to do with religion. So it would seem that that should be something that's mutter. I mean, le'aleinu, nobody should ever have the shayla. You know, you can't say, give me a minute, I got to call my rav and ask a shayla when such a thing comes up. But it would seem very clear that it's that way. Nevertheless, how can I stand there and tell you, in Shulchan Aruch it says, asa le'ma shehu evi kechavim k'dei shalei argu.
It makes a difference why he wants to kill him because he's a Jew and he doesn't want to bring him into his fold.
Right.
Whereas in those days they wanted him to become that's a big difference.
That seems logical. It seems that that's what it's referring to. Yeah, there was always a religious shmad, and today it has nothing to do with religion. How do I teach it? If I tell somebody I'm not a Jew, but I believe in the God of the Jews.
You're going to say that.
So what's
too
wrong with that?
What do you have to say?
The point is that that's not what they're asking. If that's not what they're asking,
they want to know if you're a Jew. If you're a Jew, we're going to kill you. That's all. Because they don't care if you're going to come.
They took non-religious Jews.
I hear.
Right.
They killed non-religious Jews. That's what I'm saying.
They took Shmadilis and they killed them.
What? They took Shmagishmadilis and they killed them.
Catholic Jews.
Yeah, 100% Catholic. So anyway, this would seem to be a true halacha. Oh, when? If someone would shmad and become a Muslim, they wouldn't kill him. Right?
German's good.
Yeah, because ISIS is.
Well, you're saying even then it wasn't for Rabbi Dizar? It's hard to prove one way or the other how it was. It's hard to really prove it. But I'm saying the Russian's Lashon certainly sounds that way. The Russian's Lashon is, it's also to say, you know, the Vade Kaifer Baker Hu. It's his Lashon. The source of that halach in Shulchan Aruch is also Yisrael Oyme Chavim Hu, Kadesh Shalayagu, the Vade Kaifer Baker Hu. So it's only if a person is being a Kaifer Baker. I'll tell you, over Pesach, we have here the Reb Zilberstein, they put out his Chashuch HaChemer on the Haggadah. Like a lot of his farm, it's not really on the Haggadah, it's just a Tzugah chapit, but it's all beautiful. What has to do with the Haggadah, I don't know, but on page, because it says Asorah Debraya, right? It says Asorah Debraya, so he's really talking about the Seres Adibris, he talks about Anech Hashem Alakecha, so mainly he talks about Yehar Vayava, which is fine. He brings here a mice. He says it happened in 2002 in Emmanuel when they had when the Arabs came in and they lined up people and they were shooting them. So he writes that one of the people that was there, that was lined up, he is Sholat Bisras Arabis. He was somebody who spoke Arabic. And he also had a complexion that made him look Arab. When the terrorist came to him, he spoke to him in Arabic. He said, "Ani Arabi, Alti Rabi. I'm an Arab. Don't shoot me." And the person didn't shoot him. So the person afterwards asked whether what he did was correct or what he did was not correct. And Rav Zilberstein writes. What?
He didn't say, "I'm not a Jew."
He said, "I'm an Arab."
Yeah, so that doesn't mean I'm. It could be in a Jewish Arab.
Okay. The what? Yeah. Okay. All right. What he says, Rav Zilberstein writes, L'chayra osa yehudi shalai kedin. Shainema b'shulchan aruch kufnan zayin sifbeiz. Osa l'adam loy m'shoevi kechavim k'day shalai yargu. He says that you're not allowed to. That's what he says. Well, let me finish. Oyvi kechavim, you mean mizavir avay dezara. Okay, he says, Ulam, b'kar divrei harash, shulchan aruch divrei harash, shekasa vade kaifa b'yekuhu. So he says, he brings that kind of shine. He brings the rush. He says, "Mayri chami, Rabbi Yashiv, hivanti shekol ma she'asa harash loymer ani guy who rak she'ama kasher oivik kechavim raisul lahar guy im layapath ledasan." He says this idea. It's only when the guy wants to kill him because he's not switching to their religion. Ulam, am I right? Right? Seich leibiskavim lavi rayal das. If he's not intending nothing to do with religion, ain issa loymer ani arabi. There's no issa to say it. Etc. It has nothing to do with whether you're religious, you're not religious, it has to do with the Jews. So he keeps on going on the topic, but it seems that we have a source. It's always hard to pass him from Svarim that were written for the Mice and not for the Halacha, but it seems to be correct anyway, and therefore, you know, like Yehuda Vayd Lakra, that there is, I guess, a printed source for this idea. In Arab, well, for a Jew, it's certainly Avodah Zarah. For a guy, it's not Avodah Zarah. For a Jew, it's Avodah Zarah. For a Jew, no, there's no question. For a Jew, no. Yeah, somebody even doesn't believe Torah Mesinai, it's already Arval Yavah. Someone doesn't believe in Torah Mesinai, so that's... He doesn't believe in Torah Mesinai. The Arabs don't believe in Torah Mesinai. Okay, Yishkayach, everybody.